lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture.
Sweet Charity, the overture, which means it's another 60 minutes of grease, paint and stage lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
No Alistair today.
No, he's gone to Edinburgh.
He's at Edinburgh all this week.
Yeah.
Oh, busy boy.
Exactly.
And you've just come back.
I've just come back, so later on in the programme I'll be telling you about a few shows.
You've got lots of stories to tell us, haven't you?
Oh, God, yes.
Usual features are also happening this week. We've got Tour 22.
Yes, our Tour 22 this week is from Can Can, which I don't think is that well-known a show these days, is it?
No.
No. Two nice songs, though. And then we've got the Lyrical Challenge.
Yes. Yeah. And you think it's easy this week?
Well, it's very short and sweet. So, yes, I think it probably is, especially for a certain type of person who has got children.
So stick around. We've got that coming from now for the next 60 minutes.
What makes a man far more attractive is a philanthropic flourish. A love for the theatre is a love that we should nourish. Take care, though, when investing in a play. Reviewers may be critical and over-analytical, while audiences rush to stay away. It can be a hit-and-miss affair, dear fellow, being a playwright, but once you've had a hit, then everything is transformed. Like vultures around carrion or moths around a candle, you soon have more investors than a chap cares to handle. But if you'd like a flutter, here's a play I can endorse. Or read the script, you'll be gripped. You must back the right horse. Now, if you took a quarter share in my play, it'd be a gold mine, no matter what the critics say. Like flies around a nasty stick, the critics get more perky while sharpening their pencils for the next Western turkey. But biff them with a smasher and they'll have but one recourse. They'll admit you're a hit, you must back the right horse. If you took a half share, it'd make history. And if you took it all, you'd be king of the world. Biff, you need helping somebody to guide you. Someone with finesse. Pups need whelping. I'll be there beside you and I'll soon return your cash. I see the London opening. An overnight sensation.
An overnight sensation.
They're screaming for the nutbuckers. I hate to disappoint them, taking center stage, of course. I then buy.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, here we go. Short and sweet. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled.
Is that it?
That's it.
Did you say short and sweet or short and sweep?
Just a little bit of a hint there.
You'd think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You'd think I'm funny when I tell the punchline. So I'll let my walls come down, down. Before you met me, I was all right, but things were kind of heavy. You brought me to life, now every February, you'll be my Valentine, Valentine.
Let's go on. See you tonight, no regrets, just love. I'm living a teenage dream. The way you turn me on, I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
Lance, looking back is what brought me to your bed last night. If I look forward, I can only think about Juliet's future.
Juliet is a big girl by now. She must be at least 14.
She's in her 20s.
See, there you go.
And I'm supposed to stay here with you when I don't even know what's going on in your heart?
If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore.
Ooh.
I only wanna die alive, never by the hands of a broken heart.
I don't wanna hear you lie tonight, now that I've become who I really are. This is the part when I say I don't want you. I'm stronger than I've been before. This is the part when I break free, cause I can't resist it no more. This is
feel like
the part
I'm
when I say I don't want you. I'm stronger than I've been before. This is
let's
the
run
part
away.
When I break free, cause I can't resist it no more.
My heart stops when you look at me, just one touch. Now, baby, I believe this is real. So take a chance and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
We're too different. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
You say either, and I say either.
Huh?
You say neither, and I say neither. Follow along. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. Come on now. You like potato, and I like...
potato?
Yeah. You like tomato and I like...
tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's
for the whole thing on.
Fine, it's off, and she's coming with me.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
Pajamas and I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Hold on, that still don't solve your problem.
Officer, what problem?
She says laughter and you say laughter. You say after and he says after.
Laughter.
Laughter, after, laughter. Let's call the whole thing off.
I like vanilla, and you like vanilla.
You sarsaparilla, and I sarsaparilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Chocolate, strawberry.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if you call the whole thing off, then you must part.
And I go for oysters, I'll order oysters, and cancel the oysters.
For you know you need each other, so you better call a calling off.
Let's call the whole thing.
You know, Gertie, even though we only just met, I already love you more than any of my wives.
You listen to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby and Julia Rufy, and that was Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. Nice work if you can get it. Before that was Teenage Dream, Break Free from And Juliet. Now, The Fringe.
Yes, indeed. It was, we saw some good stuff up there, but it was a little bit chaotic this year.
Yeah, tell me why it was chaotic.
Well, one of the reasons was that the app didn't seem to be working very well.
Ah.
They're trying to fix it, but some of the box offices were getting a bit fed up with it, and so were we. And at one point, one of our party tried to book 10 tickets to see a show,
yeah,
and he ended up with 10 full price and 199 concessions. So
you think they might be trying a new app this year?
Well, it's never worked like that before, so I wonder whether it's either a new provider or they've changed the app, or I don't know. But they were desperately trying to fix it, so hopefully it's now fixed.
So what was one of the best shows you saw this year?
Oh, it's hard to pick the best show because I saw lots of different types of shows. There's Matt Ford, comedian Matt Ford. If you like political comedy, he's absolutely great. He's really good. He also talks a bit about the fact that he had cancer, cancer in his back, and he doesn't walk with a stick anymore. Which he did last year when I saw him. So he's very funny. If you like political comedy, you can't beat him. He's good. And he's on at the Pleasance Courtyard Beyond until the 23rd of August.
Right.
He's great. We saw a lovely one at the Assembly George Street Drawing Room called Mrs. Roosevelt Flies to London. And it was a one-woman show about Eleanor Roosevelt coming to London during the war to help the war effort, and then what she did afterwards. And lots of stuff I didn't know, and the woman doing it was extremely good, very high class, really lovely, beautiful. One that I loved, The Last Bantam.
Oh, right.
The Last Bantam, it's at Greenside, George Street, the Mint Studio, until the 24th of August.
Yes.
And that's about a battalion in the First World War called the Bantams. And they were all between 5 foot and 5 foot three.
Wow.
And they did a lot of, tunnelling under the German lines and things like that. They would send them out when small people were more, sort of useful, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And the chap who was doing it was very, very good. It was quite sort of sad in places, but so interesting, very interesting. So if you know anything about the First World War, then go and see that, because
some of these shows then are educational as well as entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Definitely, because there's stuff. I mean, I didn't even know there was a battalion called the Bantams.
No.
I didn't even know that. And yet they
were. I thought you had to be a certain height as well to get into the
army. You did.
Wow.
And these guys had to be a certain height to get into the Bantams.
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
One more before we play a bit of song.
Okay. Yes. So, Late Night Lehrer.
Right.
As in Tom Lehrer. And that was on at Greenside George Street Lime Studios. Kasper Philipsen. He's Danish. And it was a super, super show. He's a brilliant pianist. And he managed to link all the Tom Lehrer songs to something that's happened in his life. Very funny. What was very interesting about that, though, was he's done it in Denmark for quite a long time.
Yeah.
We saw the first one he did in English.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't know, really, whether it was going to work or not. It worked a treat. And if you like Tom Lehrer and comic songs, go and see it. It's fabulous.
Brilliant. So that's some shows that you're going to recommend and
definitely,
play.
Definitely, yes.
We've got a few more to come, I guess.
Yeah, a couple more, yeah.
Brilliant. We'll do that next.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but
shall
not for
we
me.
Dance
with love to lead the way, I found more skies
you'd
of
better dance, than lady,
rushing sleep could guarantee.
A fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lackadays. If you want me sold on a stone, you'd better dance the lady.
Time a fella needs a friend when every happy plot ends in a marriage plot. But there's no
it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Regular listeners will know I ask three questions of my experts, which is Alistair and Julia. But Julia, you're on your own this week.
Yeah, so they'd better be easy.
Are you ready? Question one. In 1982, there's a musical that contains songs written by the composer of Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. What was the musical?
Well, that was Alan Menken, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what was the...
What did you say, 82?
It was a 1982 musical, and it contained songs written by the composer of...
What happened in 82? It wouldn't be Christmas Carol, I suppose, would it?
Yeah, I'll give you a clue. Skid Row.
Oh, it was Little Shop of Horrors.
That's it, yeah. Spot on. Question two, which musical features a terrifying sequence involving coffee?
Terrifying sequence involving coffee.
That's what it's written here. Terrifying sequence involving coffee.
The only thing I can think of involving coffee is how to succeed in business without really trying, but it's not terrifying.
No. Question three. Which 2001 musical was inspired by a toilet at Waterloo?
You're in town.
It was spot on. So we're still finding the answer for question number two. Which musical features a terrifying sequence involving coffee? If you know what it is, help Julia. It's musicals at btinternet.com.
You made me think you were in love. You made me think that I was all you'd need. You made me think you were in love. I could have sworn you'd give the world to be mine. Look that way till you call today. You made me think you were in love. You could have used your charm. You
were enough. We're both too old to play these kind of games. I should be sorry that I met you. You made me mad, but I'm not over you yet. And I don't know if I can let go. You always looked happy, very happy. Whatever you wanted, I thought I could give you. I ought to hate you, but I want you even more. What did you do it for? You made me think you were in love. Think you were in love. I thought I would be Mrs. Sheldon Rule. I couldn't go through this again. It's very painful when you lose what you've got. I can see love's no friend to me.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
From Oliver. I still love that song. It's lovely. And before that, you heard You Made Me Think You Were In Love, which was from Tell Me On A Sunday, and But Not For Me from An American in Paris. That's the original Broadway.
I've got a story about Where Is Love.
Oh, go on.
Years ago, I went to do a audition for Radio 2, and the producer of Adrian Love at the time was Roger Bowman, I think was his name. Roger Bowman, I'm guessing it was Roger Bowman. And he said that he had an interesting fact because Mark Lester couldn't sing in Oliver, but Roger Bowman sang that song.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Voice. Yeah, so that's his voice.
Oh, I know that Mark Lester was a terrible singer.
Yeah.
And they picked him because he looked cute and innocent.
Yeah, it was Roger Bowman.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. Piece of trivia. Gosh, he'd probably ring us up now and say, well, it wasn't me, I just made it up.
Yeah. And my name isn't Bowman.
It was either Bowman or Bannister, but I don't think it was Bannister. It was definitely Bowman. And you listen to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. No, Alistair, because he's in The Fringe. And last week, you were in The Fringe. And you told me about some educational shows. I'm going to ask you a question. So you've performed at The Fringe.
I have, several times.
Several times. You've not done on one hand, which is one person on the road, is it? Why do they call them one-handers, two-handers, three-handers? That's the first question.
Well, it's the number of people in it.
Ah. Yeah, but one-handers? I mean,
I don't know, really. I don't know where the hander comes from a bit, but it's just however many people are in it.
Okay, so what's the minimum number that you've done a show at The Fringe with?
At The Fringe, two.
Two? Mm. Wow. I mean, that must put a lot of pressure on, doesn't it?
Well, it's an hour of you having to learn all that dialogue.
Wow.
Because obviously if there's only two of you, there's a heck of a lot to learn.
Yeah, and also if you're going to have to learn their lines as well, because if they trip up, you've got to help them out.
Well, yes, but I think that happens naturally during rehearsals. But, yeah, it's quite a big thing to do. It takes a lot of learning.
Any slip-ups?
Well, there was one where the girl I was doing it with left her, she'd got a basket of stuff that she was supposed to be showing me.
Yeah.
And she'd left the basket backstage.
Oh, no.
So she came on without the basket, didn't really realise until she'd got on. Now, if that had been me, I would have said, oh, gosh, where's my basket, and gone and got it.
Yeah.
She didn't do that. She made up stuff in the basket because she couldn't remember everything in the basket. So every time she made something up, I was trying to have to comment on whatever it was she was making up because I couldn't use any of my dialogue.
So she said, well, I got a loaf of bread. Oh, was it whole meal?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. So that story's coming up from The Fringe. I've also got a couple of more shows going to be talking about. And our tour at 22 is two songs from Cole Porter's Can Can. So don't go away.
Virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent. You're my funny valentine, sweet comic valentine. You make me smile.
Got something to say about musicals? Then email musicals@btinternet.com. In the show.
Listen to me, I have beautiful dreams I can't spin you. Dreams to linger within you. Close your eyes and you'll ride my carousel. I'll sing you stories of lovers whose love used to is one thing I do. Come, let's believe love can be just as sweet as it seems. Let's live on dreams. In my dreams, such beautiful lovers have found me. Storybook lovers surround me. Nothing is real, but I'm
Lester's favourite music, well, one of his favourite musicals, and The Storybook. He likes that.
He loves it, doesn't he? Yes.
And before that, we had a classic from Annie, It's a Hard Knock Life, and then we kicked off with My Funny Valentine, Babes in Arms, and Elvis Costello. I'm sure he did a pop song version of that.
Yeah, do you know what? You might be right, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I think I am. Yeah. That's two things I'm right about today. Must be something going on. Yeah. So anyway, apart from seeing shows, you had a bit of a windy time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Monday, Storm Floris. Oh, it was... our room was a top floor with a balcony. And I thought the wind was going to smash the windows.
Wow.
It was so strong. And we went to see Bite Size Breakfast, which incidentally is on Pleasance One, the whole run, three different shows. They're fabulous. They're funny. They're tear-jerking. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
So we went to see that, came out at 10:30, and everybody directed us out of the Pleasance courtyard because they were worried about the wind. It's full of awnings and hoardings with adverts on them and things, and everybody was worried that the whole thing was just going to fly away. And unfortunately, it stayed closed all day, and we missed four shows we'd booked for.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I saw two people actually get blown over.
Wow.
In the street. It was that strong because the gusts were up to 84 miles an hour. And if you've ever tried walking against an 84 mile an hour gust, it's not easy.
No. And also tell me about, where do you stay? Do you stop at the student accommodations?
We stay at Pollock Halls, which is where the university is, right by Arthur's Seat.
Yeah.
Beautiful views.
But you have to book early, don't you, to go?
Oh, if you're going to Edinburgh, you have to book early wherever you're staying, because apart from the fact that the price goes up exponentially, as the festival gets closer, it just gets booked up. And this year it was worse because Oasis are doing, I think, their first show last night.
Yes.
So that added to the normal crowds that you get at the festival.
Wow. Bly. So anyway, that's the Edinburgh Fringe, but we're talking Ask the Expert some questions next.
Anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse. Moaning at the crowd, nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue was still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing.
Jesus Christ Superstar. I paid Caiaphas.
Oh, did you?
And it was so low, I couldn't get that low.
Oh, so it's very low. And, of course, Annas is very, very high, isn't it?
Yeah.
The two ends of the scale.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they amped it for me. So he was singing in the ceiling. But anyway, that's another story. We're a bit late for our tour at 22. In fact, 2 minutes late. So what's our tour at 22, please?
Ah, tour at 22 this week. It comes from Can Can by Cole Porter. And so we're going to hear Come Along With Me, followed by If You Loved Me Truly.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
From down to up about this town, I've drunk my cup from up to down. But being a connoisseur and a great social pet, the circle which I prefer is the dilettante set. Come along, little lambkin, do let me show it to you. If you want to pass through the gilded gates where the bourgeois meet the sophisticates, to exchange their views and to compare their mates, come along with me. If you'd like to sup with a rich cocotte, where the best bohemians go a lot, 'cause her wine is sparkling though her wit is not, come along with me. Come along with me, my pretty, let me open your eyes. In this great big wicked city, it is folly not to be wise. And if any night, baby, you would care for an intellectual love affair, I'll improve your mind if you let down your hair. Come along, woof, woof, come along, woof, woof, come along with me, woof. We can go to dine with an old marquise who delights in putting her guests at ease by receiving only in a pink chemise. Come along with me. There's a prince whose home has become a must for the lower men of the upper crust, 'cause his high-born wife has such a low-cut bust. Come along with me. When you meet these folks, my pretty mate, you will like them a lot. All their titles are legitimate, though their children often are not. And again I say, baby, if you care for an unconventional love affair, plus a boudoir full of fancy underwear, come along, woof, woof, come along, woof, woof, come along with me, woof.
Just be nice to him, baby, never fear. He's the chicest critic in Paris, dear. If you want to help me have a great career, go along with him. He is fond of you, though I must confess I don't understand it, but nonetheless, if you see your Boris as a big success, go along with him. Go along and do your duty like the good girl you are. Go along with him, my beauty. Go along, but don't go too far. Yet if he should start making love, Sherry, be as cozy with him as you can be. You can still be technically true to me. Go along, woof, woof, go along, woof, 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 woof. Come along with me. C'est la vie.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
I'd love to make a career of dancing. Cheer me from here to Zanzibar, and in every dance hall I'd be a star, the belle of the ball.
When
when a woman has a man a career should amount to nothing at all.
Putting the world to strike,
you women are all alike.
If you could have a career, putting the world would be at your feet.
If you could have a career, putting, oh dear, the men you could meet. A member of the ministry.
This insane, this endless hullabaloo, while I explain a sculptor's point of view. Praxiteles was a sculptor, he had a girl, she didn't want to be a dancer. Michelangelo was a sculptor, he had a girl, she didn't want to be a dancer. And I, the greatest sculptor of them all, I have a girl, does she want to be a dancer?
Yes, is the answer.
Yes, this answer.
You don't love me, tis clear to see.
I don't love you, you don't love me.
You only think of your life, never of mine.
I only think of my life, what a line.
If you loved me.
If you loved me.
If you loved me.
If you loved me.
If you.
If you.
If you.
If
you.
If.
If you loved me truly. If you loved me truly. Not, should not, could not so selfish be.
If you love me truly, you must agree that you would not, should not, could not say that to me.
You scourge, you scum,
you vat, you nonetheless, I love you, love you truly, truly.
You don't love me, 'tis clear to see.
I don't love you, you don't love me.
You only think of your life, never of mine.
Think of my life, what a life.
If you love me,
if you love me,
if you love me,
if you love me,
if you,
if you,
if you,
if
you love me truly, if you love me truly, then you would not, should not, could not so selfish be.
If you love me truly, you must agree that you would not, should not, could not say that to me.
You pig, you pill,
you imp. But still, nonetheless, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Nonetheless, I love you, love you, love you.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
She washed my socks.
No, Norman. That's Great Balls of Fire.
Oh. Well, it ain't my fault, is it? I mean, there's only so many notes.
What songwriters do is disguise how similar one song is to another. There's really only four basic chords in pop music.
That many?
C, A minor, F and G. Most of today's hits use those four chords. When?
Kate Instruments.
Poetry in Motion.
Johnny Tillotson.
Stand By Me.
Benny King.
Kathy's Clown.
Everly Brothers.
Well done. They use them because they work.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Desire is so afraid that we might have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
Got into you, Bobby?
Everything. School's a waste of time. Sue's gonna dump me. And you won't guarantee 5 measly bob a week for the one thing I want in the whole world.
What, you think you can get Sue back for 5 bob a week?
Dad, I'm serious. I need an electric guitar.
It is no good living beyond your means. God, if everyone did that, the country would go bankrupt.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So before we get to the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge, you heard our Tour at 22. Now, if you'd like to suggest two songs from one show, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, Lyrical Challenge, one more time.
One more time, the Lyrical Challenge. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled.
That's all you get. Get in quick and give the answer next. Now, the answer to question two of Ask the Experts. Which musical features a terrifying sequence involving coffee?
Absolutely no idea.
Book of Mormons.
Oh, yes!
See?
Yes! Oh, I would not have thought of that.
No. Anyway, we've reached the end of this week's programme. Thank you for tuning in. As always, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge.
It is, of course, Chim Chim Cherie from Mary Poppins.
Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep's world. Where there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night. There's things half in shadows and half ways in light. On the rooftops of London. Ooh, what a sight.
Oh, you're asleep now, are you?
Best view in the world, eh? And who gets to see it? The birds, the stars, and the chimney sweeps. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you may think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this old wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim-chimity, chim-chimity, chim-chim-chiree, a sweep is as lucky can be. Chim-chimity, chim-chimity, chim-chim-chiroo,
good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you.
Or blow me a kiss,
but
and that's lucky too. Does this mean you're going?
The wind's changed.
Ah, but they're good kids, Mary.
Could I be bothering with them if they weren't? But I can't help them if they won't let me, and no one is so hard to teach as a child who knows everything.
So?
So, they've got to do the next bit on their own.
Chim-chimini, chim-chimini, chim-chim-cheree.
When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company. Goodbye, Bert.
Chim, chim, chim-chim-cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company. Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them's what sings chim chim cheree chim cheroo. Chim chimity chim chim cheree chim.
Cheerio, bud. Keep an eye on the floor.
Heaven, are you two up to? Oh, where's Mary Poppins?
She's gone.
Gone? Well, if she doesn't have a heart of stone and no mistake.
She left us a note.
What does it say?
Mrs. Brill, what does au revoir mean?
Why?
Because that's what she's written on it. Dear Jane and Michael, keep playing the games. Au revoir, Mary Poppins.
Not up on these foreign tongues, but it's French, I know that. Now, let's see. Does it mean God bless you? Or is it good luck? Oh, now I remember now. It means till we meet again. Now, will you come on in before you catch your death?
That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
we try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.